Our scripture reading today is Numbers chapter 4. We'll begin at verse 34 and continue to the end of the chapter. You'll find it on page 123 in the Pew Bible. This is the last section of the Numbers portion of the book of Numbers. It's the final tally from the clans of the Levites of the men eligible to serve as priests. I think it's a good time to make some comparisons and contrasts between the priests of the Old Testament and the ministry of the New Testament church. We actually have a lot in common. And one of them is that the organization and the conduct of Israel and the church are both according to the Word of God. They didn't just decide how they wanted to do things. They didn't perform comparative religions. Let's see how the Canaanites are doing it. Let's see how the Babylonians are doing it. No, they did it according to God's Word, and we are not to organize the church today according to the latest business advice or the inventions of our own wisdom and imagination, but it is to be by the word of the God who created and owns the church. We are to be biblical in our organization, in our message, in our conduct. That was true of them as well. And there's also an emphasis here on order. There's a numbering of things. There's a keeping track of things. There's good order. There's oversight. And you'll find that is also true in the New Testament. We'd like to emphasize, and for good reason, that the church is a spiritual body. Amen to that. But like Old Testament Israel, it's also an institution of a kingdom. And therefore, it has officers, ordinances, ways things are to be done. Now, there's many differences. We do not have Levitical priests. In fact, with the priesthood in the church today is all of us together. We'll see in our passage today, in our sermon from Revelation, that we are a kingdom of priests. And so it's not proper to refer to ministers as priests. Christ has fulfilled the Levitical office and entered the whole congregation into the priestly work of witness, worship, and intercessory prayer. Now men are set apart for the work of the Word of God and of prayer. And here you'll see the numbering of those set apart for really liturgical service in the temple. Although later on in the Old Testament, you'll find that they were to be preachers as well. It's interesting. In Numbers, you don't see much emphasis on the priests teaching the Bible. That's because the Bible was just being written. Moses is working on it as it's going on. But as you go on the Old Testament, in the reforms of godly kings like Jehoshaphat and Josiah, these Levites are sent out to preach the gospel. One of my favorite examples is in Nehemiah 8. In the restoration of Jerusalem after the exile, Ezra the priest reads the word of God in the square to all the people, and the Levites went forth to give the meaning. In other words, they did expository preaching. And that's what men are set apart to do in the church today, to be set apart for the ministry of the word of God. Well, thank God that the priesthood and the sacrifices have been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. We are a kingdom of priests. But still, we have the ministry that's to be under God's word. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Numbers 4, beginning at verse 34. And Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of the congregation numbered the sons of the Kohathites by their families and by their father's house, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, of everyone who entered the service for work in the tabernacle of meeting, and those who were numbered by their families were 2,750. These were the ones who were numbered of the families of the Kohathites, all who might serve in the tabernacle of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And those who were numbered of the sons of Gershon by their families and by their father's house, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, everyone who entered the service for work in the tabernacle of meeting, those who were numbered by their families, by their father's house, were 2,630. These are the ones who were numbered of the families of the sons of Gershon, of all who might serve in the tabernacle of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord. Those of the families of the sons of Merari were numbered by their families, by their father's house, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, everyone who entered the service for work in the tabernacle of meeting. Those who were numbered by their families were 3,200. These are the ones who were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, of whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. All who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of Israel numbered by their families and by their fathers' houses, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, everyone who came to do the work of service and the work of bearing burdens in the tabernacle of meeting, those who were numbered were 8,580. According to the commandment of the Lord, they were numbered by the hand of Moses, each according to his service and according to his task. Thus were they numbered by him, as the Lord commanded Moses. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.